Whether you're going on a weekend getaway with your friends, or a long-anticipated family road trip, or the bucket list drive down the Pacific Highway. Anyways, a successful road trip requires proper planning, execution, and in this episode, I am going to help you do both. Plan and execute proper, nice road trip. Welcome to 360 Places Podcast, where we share travel tips, guides, itineraries, and so much more. So guys, welcome, and yeah, let's talk road trips. It's been attendance of so many people. They tend to spend a lot of their time piecing together roads and researching rather than actually enjoying their time on the road. And in most cases, it's because I'd like to think initially maybe it's their first time doing a road trip, so they don't have a lot of experiences with road trips. Or it could just be that they don't have the tools and resources to actually plan a good road trip. And it's not because these tools are something you buy expensive or what. Maybe it's just because they don't know about them. And in this episode, I'm gonna help me and you out, get to know the tools, and get to know how to plan a proper road trip. So I actually put these things out into six main things or categories that you guys should consider when planning a road trip. And for it to be successful, there are things you should actually put in mind. And this is the location, the crew, the transport, the accommodation, what to pack, and yeah, the tools you'll need to plan your trip. And it's occurred to me in my most recent road trip. I've done a few road trips and they've been successful, but the funny thing is the most recent road trip has been a failure. And yeah, I think it's not something you get used to because of the thrill, because of the expectations you have, and sometimes because like you feel like because you've been to many, then you have it covered. But no guys, you should carefully anticipate every road trip and treat it differently, because they're all different. And so it occurred to me, my brother and I were supposed to go on this road trip. We were actually going cross country from our country to a neighboring country, Kenya. And we've been to this destination a few times. We've been there by bus, but we've been there by flight. We've never been there driving on our own, so it was actually the first time going there. But because we've been there, we assumed we had everything figured out, so we didn't care to to plan out our routes or anything. We just thought, yeah, let's just hit the road because we know the place, and yeah, we're gonna get there. So we actually started we packed the bags and started the journey. It was supposed to be a 6 to 8 hour drive to get to the final destination of our road trip, but the funny thing is it took us 2 days to get there, and it was a hassle. And yeah, I don't wish for it to happen on any one of you, but it's happened to me. I don't wish for it to happen to me anymore. So this is why this episode means a lot to me, and I feel like it should mean a lot to you, because you don't want to be in that situation. So what happened is we got late for two reasons. Number one, we didn't plan properly. Number two is because Kenya, the country we went to, at the time that we went to, I feel like even now they have that restriction. They had a restriction, they had a curfew that you can't travel or walk or just be outside past 10 p.m. I feel like they still have it. By the time it was really strong, I feel like right now it's just loose. At the time it was really strong, so we got to like halfway our journey, it was already like something 8:50, and my brother said it's a good thing, maybe we should sleep in the city, because we're in this city called Kisumu and we're headed to a different city, and it was like half the journey, so we were around 4 hours short getting to that city. So he said maybe we should just sleep here because the curfew is about to hit and we should go tomorrow. And yeah, so it's planning. We didn't plan properly, so we spent a lot of time actually on the border, because we were supposed to get this insurance. It's called Comesa Insurance, for you to actually go across the country with your car from your country. So we didn't get it earlier, so it took us a lot of time there waiting for it to be processed, and normally it takes 3 days, but you know, we waited for it and it came, and yeah, we were lucky to get it actually. So guys, if you get the Comesa thing, Comesa Insurance, you should plan early. It takes 3 days. So let's talk location. First thing, you'd wanna know where you wanna go. So there are different ways to go about getting the location of the places where you wanna go. And in most cases, there's this one way that is famous and it has been used throughout the generation, throughout different generations, and this is word of mouth. So all of us have friends, we have families, we have acquaintances, we have like a lot of people around us who we meet and share different stories. And when we share stories, we also share stories of places we've traveled to or places we've... So this could be a great way to inspire you on your next road trip. And they could tell you places and, you know, locations that are fun and you find them fun to you and you'd want to go. So that's number one way on how you could get a location. Number two is through blogs. And there are a lot of people out there who've written blogs, or maybe their personal experiences with road trips, or just maybe they've had their friends talk about it, but they're very detailed. And yeah, you'd get to know different locations that are fun to go on a road trip through blogs. And the most good way that I love to get locations for my road trips is Instagram. Yes, Instagram, guys. Instagram is a great platform. It gives you an advantage of seeing the place first. And yeah, actually you see it, then you like it, then you plan to go. So I actually like to use the save feature. I just save the places, then maybe if the places are close together, then I feel like, wow, this, if I pass here, and yeah, it's like patterned up. And yeah, so another place is YouTube. So there are a lot of YouTube videos. If you just search road trip, you're gonna see them, a lot of them. You could get inspiration from there. So that's the way to get the location. You can get started with that. Word of mouth, YouTube, Instagram, and through blogs. Number two is the crew. So once you've sorted out your location, where you want to go, all the spots you want to cover in the road trip, you want people to go with. You want friends to go with. I don't advise people going on solo road trips because it's not fun. Who does that? Who does that? Okay, actually, like, pick your crew properly, pick your friends properly. You want to pick the friends that you vibe with the most, the friends you're comfortable sharing your space, because you're gonna be going with your friends for a lot of time out with them in the car, in the place where you're gonna sleep, you're gonna eat with them. So they're supposed to be people that you know and can talk to, and they understand you, they understand your personality, you understand them. So it's gonna be a good thing if you pick light crew. And yeah, been a road trip with a quite number of good friends is one of the best road trips. And let's go to the third thing that you're supposed to consider while planning a road trip, and this is transport. So this is supposed to be a minor thing for people who already own cars. So if you have a car and you feel like your car is good enough for a road trip, yeah, you save a few bucks for a car hire. But if you don't, you can hire a car, of which is respectively affordable in most cities. I have no experiences in a lot of cities with car hires, but the cities I've been to, the car hires, the prices are reasonable and they vary with cities and the car you want to hire. And if you want to hire a car, or if you have your own car, make sure you get a car that is fuel friendly, because you're not racing to a place, you're going there on a road trip. So you don't have to necessarily have a car with the biggest CC for you to get there first or something. It's a road trip, so it's supposed to be fun. So even if you take that little tiny car that fits all your friends in there, and yeah, you just go with your slow speed and you get there, it's a road trip. I mean, you're supposed to have fun on the road. So you might as well as get a car that is fuel friendly, and you save a few bucks that you're going to spend on different things like food, accommodation, and all the other stuff that you're going to need in your road trip. And yeah, and another thing that you're supposed to have in mind in the transport category So as I like split them out in the transport area of planning, you'd want to fill in the gas in big cities, because big cities have the most of filling stations, and because they're many, the competition is high, and because the competition is high, which means the prices are going to be reasonably affordable. So you want to go fill your gas in a place in the middle of nowhere, prices are going to be high because this place has low number of clients, so they make it up for every client that comes in to fill the gas in their place. So, and yeah, make sure your tank is full. You don't want to run out of fuel in the middle of nowhere, because it's going to be just the worst experience ever. I've never had that experience myself, but I can't imagine having it. It's the last thing I'd want on my plate. So yeah, let's go to the next stop, and this is accommodation. And there are plenty of more of like really solid options in this area, and it can be overwhelming because there are a lot of options. The hotels that you can book, the Airbnbs that you can get, and actually we've talked more about Airbnbs and hotels, which is better for who, in the first episode of the podcast. I think I'm gonna link a card if anyone is watching this on YouTube. If you're streaming this through different platforms, you can as well as get back to episode one after this episode and to see which one is good for you, Airbnbs or hotels. And Airbnbs are literally like cheaper than hotels, so hotels are more comfortable and all the things we covered in the first episode. So you might want to check it out after this episode and see which one is the best for you. Another option that you could get with accommodation is hostels, and they're way cheaper, I guess. And another thing that we also did actually use as accommodation the last time we had a road trip that I told you about, and the one that went to Kenya, is a parking lot. Yes, you can sleep on a parking lot, and I don't advise on this, but if you're learning on a low budget, you might as well as just sleep on a parking lot. And if it incurs maybe like you were late on booking and you couldn't find any hotels and stuff, and you ended up having to sleep on a parking lot, I'd advise you sleeping in a safer place, like maybe parking lots of big stores or just parking lots of fuel stations, bigger fuel stations, because they're guarded, and yeah, you're safe there. And so yeah, that is all about accommodation, and I hope I haven't forgotten anything. And yeah, let's go to the next one. And before we go to the next one, I'm gonna take a short break, and we'll be right back in no time. This is Jesho, and this is the 360 Places podcast. So welcome back, guys. I had to run my throat with water now. Now we're perfect to go. And we talked about accommodation, crew, and the location, how to get inspiration and places you want to go. And the fourth aspect that you want to consider while planning your next road trip is what to pack. And this is very important, and it needs a lot of discipline when going about it, and a lot of patience actually. And there's this hack that I use, I don't know if it's a hack or something that I just used, but I consider it as a hack. And if you're gonna do this, I promise you, there's a 99 chance of you not forgetting anything in your next trip. So if you're gonna go on your next road trip or just any other trip, make sure you pack 2 days before your trip. So this gives you a lot of time for you to go through your things and see what you have not packed and you're supposed to pack, or what you've packed and you feel like it's just gonna be a burden, it's just gonna add extra weight, and you wanna put it out maybe for saving extra cost in the flights and anything like that. It's gonna give you a really like good chance for you to go through your luggage and see what you're gonna put out and what you're gonna put in. And yeah, so there are a lot of things actually that you're gonna supposed to pack on your road trip, and this depends entirely on the number of days you're gonna go for your road trip, the place where you're gonna go for your road trip. So these are very like big factors that are gonna determine what you're gonna pack. So I just put up a list of things that you're generally gonna need on any road trip that you're gonna have. So maybe there are things that I won't say that you feel like you're supposed to pack them. Yeah, you're supposed to pack them. And the things that maybe I'm gonna say that you feel like you won't need them, yeah, so I'm just gonna put out things that I feel like they're really important and every other road trip should need them, regardless of where you're going on and how many number of days that you're going or who you're going with. Yeah, so the number one thing is important card documents, all the important card documents that you're gonna need. You're supposed to pack them. This is the car registrations. So because you're gonna go on a road trip, so this means you're gonna like drive for hours and you're gonna drive through different places, and the chances are more likely that you're gonna get pulled over. And if you don't have the documents, it's gonna be a problem for you. So you might want to pack the car registration. You're supposed to ensure that your car has insurance. If you're traveling cross country, you're gonna need some extra permits and insurances for East Africans. If you're traveling through the East African countries, you're gonna need this license called the this insurance called the Comesa insurance. And if you're traveling through other countries, I feel like you're gonna need some insurance and some documents as well to support your car in the other country. So you might as well as want to pack them for you to avoid unnecessary delay and just, you know, incur other cost of getting the documents while in that country. You might as well as pack your driver's license, so get a copy of it. If you're not a good keeper of your license, get a copy of it, carry it on your way. So another thing that you're supposed to pack is clothing. Of course you're supposed to pack clothing, but you're supposed to look where you're going and see what type of weather that place has. So if it's a cold, if you're gonna pass through maybe a region that has cold weather mostly, so you're gonna supposed to pack clothes that respond to that weather. So yeah, actually just plan and see the locations you're going to, places you're gonna pass, and see which weather these places have and pack accordingly to and another thing that you're supposed to pack is if you're gonna cook. And this is actually something that I've done myself several times and it has saved me a lot of money in the long term. If you're gonna cook, either if you're gonna cook on a camping site, and actually I forgot to mention that camping sites could also be one way of getting accommodated. If you're gonna sleep, carry your tent. If there are camping sites that are safe in the place where you're gonna go, so carry your tents and you're gonna sleep in there. So if you're gonna cook in a tent or in an Airbnb, you might want to carry some stuff from your house. You don't necessarily have to buy everything in the grocery or just stores. You might as well as carry things from your house, because you're gonna go out of your house for a week or a month or days, and no one is gonna be using that stuff. Or if they're gonna be using it, they're not gonna be using it as much because you're not gonna be there. Someone is not gonna be there. That's my point. So get those things from the house to save a few bucks that you're gonna use in different things that you're gonna buy, maybe. Or just save it, man. Save it for the fuels or stuff. So get things from your house. Get more things from the grocery if you're gonna need them, and this will get you started with cooking. And yeah, another thing you're supposed to pack is maps, physical maps. And if you're not a big fan of physical maps, you might as well as get on your Google Maps, Apple Maps, and what else? I don't know, is it called Apple Maps? Yeah, just get on your maps, guys. Get your maps. Download official. What was that? Download the offline maps, because you're gonna need them. You're gonna get in some places where the network is really down or just not there at all. So, and you're gonna need to navigate through those places. And if you don't have a physical map, you might as well as download offline maps while in a good place. You could even download them prior to starting the trip, to just to be on the safe side. So yeah, download the maps and get started. Hit the accelerator, start driving, stretch that leg. Yeah, just enjoy the time on the road. Another thing that you'd want to pack is power source. So you'd want to pack power sources for your different devices that you're going to carry, maybe your laptop, maybe your phone, because at some point you're going to need battery. Maybe the battery is dead, you're going to need more power. So if you're in the middle of nowhere and maybe, I don't know, you're going to need power banks, And this reminds me, there's this time I was traveling cross country. It was actually a trip of a 12-hour drive. I was actually on a bus, and there was this guy sitting two seats ahead of me. He had this gigantic, I've never seen this thing before and after, this guy's thing. So I just saw it to him. He had this gigantic power bank that he just placed on this, should I call it road or way of path? There's this space between passengers that people pass. Yeah, that one. He just placed it there, and there were like a lot of other passengers using it. There were a lot of like maybe 6 to 7 passengers who are using his device to charge their phones. He was also using it to charge his laptop. So it was just a massive power supply, and it stayed for over 4 hours before it went off. So imagine if he was only using it with a few friends. It's just a lifesaver. So you might want to pack your power banks and other power supplies. Maybe if you're going with a camera, carry extra batteries, carry anything just to power up your devices when they go off. And the favorite part of most of you who are listening, of course, snacks. Guys, you have to pack snacks, because snacks are actually, they're gonna actually comfort you. You know that there are times in road trip, it's not like all times you're gonna sing along to the music, you're gonna be sharing stories. There are times like where half of the people are sleeping and the driver is just in this mood of driving and yeah, you're just on your own. Maybe you've scrolled all the Instagram posts, and maybe you ran out of data, or maybe it's just the network is just not as good, so snacks can give you company. Or you're just in the middle of nowhere and you need to eat, and there is no hotel, there is nowhere to set up your stove, maybe if you want to cook. So snacks are gonna be life-saving in that aspect. So you're supposed to make sure you pack the snacks that are non-perishable if you're going on a long road trip. That's maybe for weeks or months or days. You don't want to pack the snacks that are gonna get spoiled in a few days. So yeah. And another thing, if you're gonna carry a lot of takeouts, maybe like in your different stops that we're gonna stop, maybe you're gonna take takeouts, you might as well as pack spoons and forks, because it's come to my realization that a lot of places, a lot of hotels, a lot of places that like you get takeouts from, they don't give you spoons and forks. Some give you the disposable ones, some don't. A lot of places actually they don't. You actually tell me in the comments down below if the hotels you've been to, like if all the places that you've been to, if they gave you a spoon or fork on your takeout. So a lot of places don't, so you might want to pack those spoon and fork for you to have a good nice experience eating. After that, you're gonna throw that waste somewhere. And talking about waste, you might want to carry a waste basket. So this is going to help you a lot, because you're going to be a lot of people in the car and no one is going to be comfortable having waste all over the car. So if you have this waste basket, and it's actually affordable. Last time we bought one for $5, and there are a lot of other options that range between $5 to $30. Yeah, we actually took the cheap one. Yeah, they're actually ranging from $5 to $30. So you could actually buy one and, you know, keep the car clean. And when you get to a filling station or when you get to a supermarket, you might unload the waste and leave the basket free for more waste. Yeah. And you might want to also pack energy drinks, because at some point of your drive, the driver is gonna, you're gonna need to switch drivers. Maybe you're just gonna need the energy to keep going, and energy drinks are gonna give you a lot of like, not a lot actually, they're gonna help you throughout the journey. They're gonna give you some energy to keep going and just keep hitting the road and enjoying the experience. Also guys, you're supposed to download all the media. If you're gonna download Netflix movies, if you're gonna download the music, just something that will keep the road trip going, because there's no guarantee, like in every other place that you're gonna go, the network is gonna be good. So it's a good idea to actually have all the media that you're gonna use for your road trip, all the playlists, this hours of music, maybe on Spotify or anything, just download them. audiobooks for people who are good at listening audiobooks. I'm not good at listening audiobooks myself, but I have friends that do listen to audiobooks and they love it and they enjoy it. So if you're that person, you might as well as download audiobooks. You might get movies and yeah, all the media that you're gonna need in your road trip. And lastly, maybe you're gonna pack a blanket because you're gonna sleep at some point and you might need that to keep you warm. And yeah, from there we go to the last aspect, the last point, the last thing that you want to focus on while planning your road trip is the tools that you're gonna need on your road trip. And as I said before, these are not tools that you're supposed to buy in a store or anything. They're just tools that will help you plan and will help you stay in control with the road trip. Because actually, guys, another thing that I didn't tell you about the time that we were traveling to Kenya and we took 2 days for a 6-hour drive, we actually got lost in between the, you know, in between the journey. We got lost because we thought we knew the road, but we didn't. We got lost for around 24 kilometers. Then we started using Google Maps from there. We started using Google Maps from there. So we turned around, that's around 48 kilometers. So that's fuel loss, that's time loss, that's just hectic. Yeah, so the tools. Google Maps, number one tool is Google Maps. So you might just want to make sure if you're using Google Map or Apple Maps. Is it Apple Maps? Oh, I think it's Apple Maps. Yeah, I think it's Apple Maps or something. But make sure you have that application up and running in your phone. Make sure if it's working, if it's updated, or needs anything to get fixed. Make sure it's on your phone and you're gonna need it. Trust me, you're gonna need it. And another hack for that, if you have this application in your phone and it's running, actually it's giving you the directions, and you're in a place where you have good network, keep the app running, don't stop it. Just keep it running, even if you're not using it in your phone, just keep it running in the background so that if you get to a place where there's no network, the app will keep running because it downloads data like way before time. So when you get data, it's downloaded the data for maybe like the next 20 kilometers. So yeah, so you might wanna use that hack. Another thing that you might want to do with your Google Maps, as I said earlier on, just download a few offline maps that you're gonna need because you already know where you're going, you already know all the stops that you're gonna stop. So download them or download the offline maps, they're gonna help you out. Yeah. And another tool that you're gonna need, that's I feel like this is the most important tool people should have, is called the Road Tripper. Tripper has double P. So it's actually a website. I also have a mobile application for that. This app actually helps you plan out your trip. So you just easily put in the locations and all the places you're gonna stop by, or all the just the main places you're gonna go to. Then it just shows you a variety of things and services that you're gonna need or wanna see in that scope that you've marked. So they're gonna share with you the accommodation options that we talked before, the accommodations options, the accommodation options that you have, that's Airbnb, hotels, and all the other things. They're also gonna show you attractions and cultural places that you may be gonna visit or you didn't know about. So through Road Tripper, you'd get more places to actually go and visit in the road trip. And yeah, they just simply also show you the food and drink spots. Because you need to fill up for your road trip, they show you camping sites that are safe if you're a camper and you wanna maybe lay out your tent and sleep in some place. So they're gonna show you all the spots that are safe for you to camp. They're also gonna give you options of all the shopping places that you can do your shopping. Maybe you forgot to buy a few things in the grocery and stuff, and you already started hitting the road, so it will help you out plan where you're gonna shop and how you're gonna shop. Also, it gives you the entertainment and nightlife option. So yeah, like you travel for hours, you wanna rest, get entertained, release some tension. Yeah, Road Tripper gives you that. And this episode is not sponsored by Road Tripper, but it's an amazing app and you should always check it out. And yeah, I feel like this is all for the road trip guides. And yeah, and one last Tip: if you forgot to book a hotel, or maybe you booked and in some reason you didn't get there in time, and maybe in the middle of nowhere and you want to book a hotel room last minute, you might want to check this website called Hotel Tonight. It's going to help you out, book last minute, and you get your hotel and you sleep in a rather safer place than sleeping in your car in the middle of nowhere. And that's it, guys, for today's episode. I hope you have got some value as well as entertained in the episode. And let me know when you're planning your next road trip. Maybe I could join it, because maybe I could join it and have a few friends over. And we're actually setting up a beautiful itinerary for East African road trip, where you go through you go around the East African countries, and we're gonna share it as soon as it gets ready, and you guys are gonna be the first ones to know it. You just have to follow us on Instagram at 360 places, where we're gonna announce the itinerary is out and you're gonna get it. And you could as well as follow us on Facebook and YouTube. Just like, share, comment, and help us grow and help us reach out more people who love to travel. And guys, this is a wrap, and I hope to see you guys on the next one. This is Jaso of the 360 Places podcast.